I've got the Australian coach, Darren Lehman. Thanks for joining us, Darren. You must be thrilled with the team's performance so far.
Yeah, it's been exceptional. I thought we obviously batted really well day one. I thought it moved around a little bit day one, as it does here at the Gabba. But they left the ball really well, and we made a big first innings score. And then, I thought we were going to get right on top of New Zealand, but to give them some credit, I thought they played very well the back end or start of day three and kept us out in the field. And then, but all in all, it's been a pretty good performance so far.
And from your point of view as the coach, to have a couple of new guys come back into the side that have had a taste of the Australian team in previous years, to come back and do so well in Burns and Khawaja.
It's always exciting seeing guys come in and perform like that, but also get their first test under it. It's a privilege to watch that, and great to see those young guys enjoy the moment, playing in front of their home crowd and making 100 and, contributing to the team, and that's always good to see.
But I'm sure you still want, other young players out in Sheffield Shield cricket putting that pressure on. Bancroft 100 today, you probably would have noted.
Yeah, 120-odd, and Sean Marsh got 90. So pleasing that those two guys who are unlucky to miss out get perform in the Shield level. That's what you want from all the players, keeping pressure on everyone in the Australian team, and it means we've got to play well as a side to make sure that the hunger's there, they're performing at the level with the bat or ball day in, day out, and that's been the great strength of Australian cricket for years.
Nathan Lyon bowled well today. A lot of discussion with you and obviously the Australian captain with regards to, what strategy he has with his bowling around the wicket or over the wicket. He seemed to bowl more over the wicket this innings. A lot of talk about that?
Yeah, a little bit. But he had more bounce and spin today. So if it's not bouncing and spinning a bit, maybe around because he can straighten, it's not going over. But traditionally, like all off spinners in Australia, we like to bowl over. I thought he bowled really well today. He got a couple of key wickets for us. And, that's what you need to do on day four, day five. So he was very good today.
And one of those key wickets was Kane Williamson. He's a serious player, isn't he?
Well, he's one of the top five in the world, I reckon. I was going through some names before and going, well, you got De Villiers, you got Coley, you got Smith, you got Warner, Joe Root from England, and then you go Williamson, and he looks a really good player. He's actually, dare I say, very good to watch. I don't want to watch him too much, but he's a serious player.
Yeah, we've been up there, obviously, commentating over this match and obviously talking a lot about him because he's been at the crease a long time. And I'm asking the likes of Greg Matthews and Carl Rackham and Damien Fleming, how would you knock him over? He seems to be a hard nut to crack.
Yeah, I don't think we bowled as well as we would have liked, or certainly not to our plans. But having said that, he played very well. He's just got a really good all-round game, and we're going to have to revisit those plans and making sure what we are trying to do, we're executing really well. And I don't think we've probably done that as well as we'd like against him especially.
Appreciate your time out here, mate, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, mate.